2 days ago, on Election Day, the local group Voces de la Frontera spread the word. It planned to celebrate historic Latino voter turnout. WUWM's Susan Bentz attended the press conference yesterday, but rather than celebratory, it was somber. While Latino voters in Wisconsin backed Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump by a margin of 87% to 10%, Trump emerged with a stunning victory. Now, Voces is figuring out its next steps.
Valeria Ruiz stands before cameras and iPhones, eager to capture her words. The recent high school graduate has spent most of her life in Racine, Wisconsin, and she jumped into the November election, serving as campaign coordinator for Voces de la Frontera in Racine.
We went out into the community and tried to raise up the vote. Throughout the whole canvas, we must have hit over 80,000 doors, is what we did. We were just trying to push out the vote, just telling people where they could go vote or what they needed or if they needed transportation.
Ruiz says she expected the U.S. immigration policy that President Obama championed to protect her. It's called the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, and it protects certain undocumented immigrants, such as children who enter the country before their 16th birthday. President-elect Donald Trump has long trumpeted plans to crack down on illegal immigration. Ruiz worries about her future, along with that of her parents and younger sister. Ruiz translates her father, Gabriel's, words. He's determined to be optimistic.
And we know something that happened was a tragedy, but to also see the good in it. If this happened, it happened for a reason, and it's because we're going to see greater things come.
A translator helps Maria Flores share her story.
The hardest question I had to answer this morning was telling my children who had won the presidency.
The mother of three has lived in Waukesha for nearly 18 years.
The youngest of my children told me, "Mom, hate won."
Dice, ¿qué vamos a hacer ahora?
And he asked, "What are we going to do now?"
Another mom sits among the reporters and speaks up, hoping someone addresses her fears. Maria Rosa Ruiz says she's lived and worked in Milwaukee for 18 years. She has no other family here except her 16-year-old son, who was born in Milwaukee. Ruiz worries what will become of her son if the U.S. deports her. Christine Newman Ortiz promises she will continue her 10-year fight to help thousands of undocumented immigrants stay here legally. She heads the local group Voces de la Frontera.
And I think it's our responsibility that we work really, really hard to build a stronger, bigger movement for economic justice and civil rights. And I think it's a necessity.
Newman Ortiz says in the meantime, Voces will continue helping parents prepare for the worst.
Prepare their papers and documents in the event of a deportation, like what do you need, power of attorney for your children, and obviously to fight against the deportation with the existing policies.
No one can predict how America's policies might shift in the coming months. This weekend, Voces will kick off a series of forums around the state, the first in Milwaukee. Newman Ortiz hopes they cultivate dialogue, Latinos and immigrants, with the wider community. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.